quite a long title. It's called Convergence on the 42nd Parallel.
Right. So,
of course, the 42nd parallel being Tasmania. The convergence comes from the fact that we have some very naughty, nasty people hoping to do very bad things, basically People's Republic of China and North Korea. And they, for reasons of their own, hatch this plot to try and very seriously cripple this brand new American aircraft carrier that's come to Tasmania at the conclusion of a big joint exercise up off the coast of Western Australia. And so the two threads of the plot are the Chinese and the North Koreans planning their assault on this vessel. And then the other side of the story is the story of two or three central people on board the ship and their lives and how they come to Tasmania on board the ship, and then how the two different things converge. And it's very well done. The plot is completely plausible. I mean, it's very current in terms of this unease about the foreign affairs policies of China, and what those of us who only can base their judgment on what you see in the press, but the very strange machinations of the people in power in North Korea.
Sounds like quite an interesting read.
Yeah, look, it really got me in. It's completely plausible. For people who enjoy those military techno thrillers, there's enough technical information in there to keep you interested. For those of us who do not need that high degree of detail, there's just enough to give you the background. So he's balanced it really, really well. If I digress for a moment, there are a couple of authors that do these kind of books, and they give you detail to the point where you just go to sleep. You know, you want to know how a Kalashnikov rifle operates. Well, you get every solitary bolt, screw, anything possible. It'll be in the novel, or in another author I can think of who, in terms of aeroplanes, and I've got an interest in aeroplanes, but this guy put me to sleep. Now, Nick D'Alessandro has got it just right. There's just enough information there to make the story work, but not enough to bore you witless. In fact, his chapter where some politicians and media fly out from Hobart to the carrier to do some PR work as the carrier comes down round southwest Tasmania and up to Hobart, is just fantastic. I mean, I've heard other people talk about doing this kind of thing where the US Navy come and pick you up and then they take you out to the carrier and they land you, and apparently it's the most frightening thing you will ever experience if you're not used to military air transport. And and his description of that in the book is just absolutely spot on, and you do wonder for a moment as to whether the plane is going to crash. It's not going to land on the carrier because they're doing it in rough weather. And it just really gets you in. But the whole story, there's this all the way through the story, that the plot builds to a crescendo in the last three chapters, and he does it really well. The characters, the central characters, are completely believable. There are a couple of them that are really likable characters, and there are a couple of baddies in it that, you know, who are nasty pieces of work. It's a really entertaining and enjoyable story. It doesn't have necessarily a happy ending, but it's an ending where the loose ends come together really, really well, and it comes to a very good conclusion. Although for some readers, yeah, you'll be a bit disappointed because one of the central good characters does die, and the two naughty people in North Korea and China basically get away with what they've done. They're not exposed as such.
We'll drop the anchors there. What do you reckon?
Sounds a very good nautical a description. Yeah, we can put the anchors down there, and we won't spoil the story for anyone.
Nick D'Alessandro and Convergence on the 42nd parallel.
That's the title, and it's a very good read.
Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Lee. Thanks for having me on.